All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court on a Thursday. Don't get used to this. It is 10:32 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And we previously had an executive session. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Willits. If you feel led to rise.
If you don't mind, please bow your heads. Thank you, Lord. We come before you, asking that you put your divine wisdom in each and every member of this court. Lord, we come before you asking that in this special prayer. I had a friend that lost a mother-in-law, a friend that lost a son. Put your loving arms around each of those families, but not just them. Each and every employee of the county, and without a question, put your loving arms around those military individuals that help us be able to stand like we do. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we'll begin our meeting with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award or request for statements of qualifications for engineering services for the Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program grants pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327, with Fitz and Shipman. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for inmate food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility for its second one-year renewal with Trinity Services, Inc. from June 4, 2025 to June 3, 2026, with a 3% consumer price index increase pursuant to the Bureau of Labor Statistics as shown on Attachment A. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for larvicidal oil for Jefferson County Mosquito Control for a first one-year renewal with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. from September 23, 2025 to September 22, 2026. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Republic Services of Beaumont from October 1, 2025 to September 30, 2026. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a master equipment lease purchase agreement with Function 4 LLC for the lease purchase of 94 copiers in the amount of $9,789 per month from October 1st, 2025 to September 30th, 2030, in accordance with Sourcewell Contract 112124 SEC Sharp. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an MFP image service agreement with Function 4 LLC to cover all Sharp equipment leased and owned with Jefferson County in the amount of $3,000 per month from October 1st, 2025 through September 30th, 2030 in accordance with Sourcewell contract listed above. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with SEPS, Inc. for 73 tower UPS maintenance in the amount of $3,622.30 for the period from September 1st, 2025 to August 31st,
2026,
right?
Yeah.
Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with LJA Engineering, Inc. for the continued implementation of Jefferson County's pesticide general permit for the period October 1st, 2025. Through September 30th, 2026 for an estimated cost of $9,200, which will not be exceeded without prior approval in accordance with the discretionary exemption as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.024A4, personal or professional services. Item I is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number two to Professional 24-017 MR Engineering Services for Major Drive Rehabilitation with LJA Engineering in the amount of $13,680 for a topographic survey and engineering design and drafting of a temporary bypass road, bringing the total amount from $226,630 to $240,310, which is funded by capital projects. And item J is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file customer rate change request with Entergy in Jefferson County for the following locations: Jack Brooks Regional Airport, Jefferson County Precinct 1 Service Center, and Ben Rogers Regional Visitor Centers, which will allow these locations to receive annual savings based on annual site usage. Do I have a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Did we address the issues, Mr. McKee, on the no warranty issues that we had brought up the week before last in Commissioner's Court? Yeah.
Yes, sir, Judge. I did get with Kathleen Kennedy, and as I understand it, the purchasing, that everything was all clear on that.
Good deal. So, Commissioner Alford and Commissioner Senegal, would it be appropriate with each of you if, since she is not here today, if we make that motion and second contingent on approval by Ms. Kennedy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Judge, I have a question, a couple of questions. On F, is that correct, 2030, or should that be 2026? I was just trying. Okay. On F.
No. Item F, that's a five-year contract.
Okay. The other question was, it was, I guess, on this, on the J, is that a special rate of something that's going?
These were some letters that we received from Energy that was brought to me from auditing, and it was on those.
Yeah, every letter that's in here says that we're going to, for instance, I think it said at the visitor center, we're going to recognize a savings of $1,126, right, at the airport, about $1,000.
Right. So did they do a special study? I guess that's what I'm trying
to
find.
That's Paul Blackburn says that they study, that they review all their accounts, because we did one several months ago for one of the annexes, and then we just got these sent in.
Okay. And I wanted to thank the engineering department for the major drive, bringing that in, because that's going to benefit us from the individuals coming from the LaBelle, Finette, making it a one-way until we get that work completed. And I want to thank the engineering department for their due diligence.
Yes. Thank you.
I have one quick comment on the function four. Per Kathleen, we did add all the warranty documents to the contracts.
Right.
So they are attachments in those actual documents now.
Good deal. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve utilizing available capital funds for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 to purchase equipment, trailer, estimated cost. Was that the one that was changed to $12,500 from $5,000, using capital trucks, trailers, 112-0209-431-6042. Item B is to, I had changed it, but apparently I grabbed a different agenda. Yes, I did. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional costs for repairs and food in the amount of $22,000. Item C is to receive and file an order to adopt a tax rate at 0.357000 cents per $100 valuation, tax rate being 0.339889 for maintenance and operations and 0.017111 for debt service. Item D is to receive and file the 2025-26 budget. Item E is to receive and file the public defender contract agreement for the Criminal District Court with Brent Turk, effective September 1st, 2025. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,349.24 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursements. Item G is regular county bills, check numbers 531365 through 531544. Item H is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Marine Division for the replacement of an air conditioner unit in the amount of $8,000. Item I is consider and approve a budget amendment for the service center for additional costs for several wrecked vehicles in the amount of $50,000. Item J is consider and approve a budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $1,150.
Table.
And item K will be tabled. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Willis. And I think, can I just get, I didn't see anything in the backup about the additional cost at the service center. Can somebody explain that to me?
They've had about three or four wrecks, and they've gotten a couple estimates that it's right at about $30,000, and we still have another month to go.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Thank you.
He forwarded to us in an email those wrecks that they had.
Okay. Well, since we were going to Austin, and I couldn't open up any attachments on my tablet while I was gone. So, all right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items to consider and approve the donation of a canine Dutch Shepherd from the Department of Defense Working Dog Adoption Program to the Sheriff's Office. All costs associated with canine are fully covered by the Department of Defense Working Dog Adoption Program, providing in a compliance with Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item B is consider, approve, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding with Hampshire Phonetic ISD for the use of buses in the event of emergency evacuation of inmates by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Correctional Facility. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider, possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the application for a Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project grant number 46 in the amount of $229,068. This grant funds 90% of the design and bidding of the airfield electrical rehab project, and 10% of the project cost are from budgeted funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, Item A is considering possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a memorandum of understanding and mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and First Baptist Church of Hampshire. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a resolution adopting a settlement on behalf of Jefferson County, Texas, and Texas opioid litigation with Purdue Pharma, Alvogen, Amneal, Apotex, Hikma, Indivior, Milan, Sun, and Zydus, referred to as the secondary manufacturer defendants, and to authorize county judge to execute settlement releases with these defendants. And I'm going to add in there, for the motion and second, subject to approval by the county attorney, since she's not here today.
So moved, Judge.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action today?
I'll say this, I'm always on the horn about using the interior of the roads in the city of Beaumont, and I'm going to say all over the county, but make sure you remind yourself as you drive around now, we're back in school, so please be careful with those young kids out there.
Yes. Anything else? Well, thank you also very much for being here on this Thursday meeting, and we will meet again this coming Tuesday, and hopefully we'll all be in line with the new laws under the Texas Open Meeting Act that came into effect on Monday, and we are adjourned.